This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Joe, we have heat tickets to give away at some point here in the next
Chicago game this Saturday night, a couple days from now. What do you want to do there? What do you want to hit a number?
You want to let Bo choose?
No, I got a number if you don't mind.
I do mind. I was going to let our guest Bo choose.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm not. You know, I'm not associating with you anymore.
All right, let's do it in honor of Alec Burks and Terry Rozier last night, combining for 5 field goals on 20-something shots. So let's just go the caller number 5.
Okay. So it's a negative number.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
But if you put that lineup out there.
305-567-0560.
Those two guys are in your starting lineup because you're shorthanded. Anyway, all right. That was not to be mean. We got all kinds of
that NFL. That was mean-spirited giveaway there.
NFL news, and we got a lot. Bo, free agency opens up Monday for negotiations.
It's already Monday, right?
Yeah, it's already Monday, to your point, because they're already negotiating.
Is this just negotiating with your own guys, or is this the free agency?
You can negotiate with your own guys.
I can't, you know, I kind of don't pay attention to the calendar. I just let it come along. So I don't know what the deal, but yeah.
It's a little loose, Bo. Yeah, if we're to be honest, the Combine probably had a lot of business going on there.
No question.
All the agents were there, and hey, I'm interested in your guy besides the guy you're representing for the draft.
Yeah, they're there for a lot more than seeing someone.
Yes.
That offensive lineman that runs a 5'4".
That's right.
That's
320 instead of 340 or something. Lost some weight. So something happened I thought was interesting because the Dolphins obviously are looking – for guards. It's an important one. The Bears made two trades. Joe Tooney, one of the best in the business, who played tackle and had to play tackle because they were struggling, but he's a great guard. They trade for him and Jonah Jackson from the Rams.
Yeah.
So they went out and got two guards. They weren't waiting for free agency. Yeah. They weren't waiting for the draft. They went out and got two guys for Caleb Williams to hopefully protect them.
Yeah. And look, I like that move for them. For the Dolphins, I've been adamant about it. Offensive line. Give me two guards, but you know what? I don't want that guard. Like you take Tooney. How many years he got left?
He's in his early 30s.
Yeah,
32,
so he's one of those
old.
1 or 2 year guys. And making pretty good money. And we've seen those guys. You get what you can get out of them, but you don't get the best of them. You know the teams that they were at got the best out of them, right? And I think it's time for the Dolphins to invest in that offensive line and get the best. You got two young tackles, you know, depending on what Armstead in my mind, and we talked about this, Joe. I would bring if he wanted to take that number, a low number, I would bring Teron Armstead back as the backup to Patrick Paul, and then get two offensive linemen that are young guys that are going to be there for 6, 7, 8, 10 years that you can build with and have that offensive
line. Good.
Get it out of the way. It's the Philadelphia blueprint right there. That offensive line, you can't tell me that offensive line wasn't probably maybe the second or third most important spot on that team to get them in the get them to win that Super Bowl.
Number one.
Yeah.
Number one, by the way, that guy ran for 2,000 yards. Yep. That offensive line had a lot to do. What do you got, Woody?
Just to interrupt you guys quickly, David won the tickets. Congratulations to David. A lot of people are calling in. We'll have more tomorrow.
All right, got more tickets to give away. So the other crazy thing that's going on right now, too, DK Metcalf, 27 years old, asked to be traded. So it looks like Seattle's checking on it, like, okay, let's see what we can get for you.
I like the way he looked when we saw him.
See that stutter and go,
big
over
dude,
the top.
Oh my gosh! That, I mean,
ran by our guys.
You know, that's the first time I think I've seen him in person. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this guy can. This guy's the
6'4", 230 something pounds, and run like that. Yep. So this whole thing's going to be a lot of fun to see what's going to happen. You think Aaron Rodgers ends up finding a job starting?
I think he's going to find a job.
If he doesn't start, he's not going to be somebody's backup.
No. Well, and look, if somehow he gets into that position, you know he's going to make noise. You know it's going to be a crap show.
You know what you're getting.
So, I don't know. Knowing this league, and depending on what happens during the early parts of free agency, if somebody out there is like looking for a quarterback and they don't get the guy they want and he's still sitting out there, I wouldn't be surprised someone scoops him up. I think he's going to start. Yeah.
I think he starts in September for somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
And how much can you got to have that talk with him? Like, look, man, I know you think you're focused on football and the team and stuff, but all this outside stuff you do and your opinion on stuff that gets people going – And listen, you say whatever you want, but can you focus just on our team? I don't know if he can do it.
I don't know if he can do it, Joe. At this point in his life, and you know, he believes he should be running for president. He believes that he knows everything. He's got philosophy. He's a philosopher. You know, I can tell you about which drugs you should take. When he came out, I was a big fan of him when he came out.
Oh, he's one of the most talented
California guys. JUCO guy that went to Cal.
Yeah,
came out.
New college.
And you know, sat there till the 26th draft, 26th pick, whatever it was, and went through that humiliation, and then became Aaron Rodgers. Now he's a piece of trash. He's just a bad guy. He's a sour guy, you know. I don't want to hear what
Hey, Woody, that's some new ones. He said he's a bad guy too.
I don't want to hear what you want. I don't hear what you want to philosophize about.
Yeah,
I just go in, throw the damn football, and then go home.
Yeah,
I'm enjoying this very much. By the way, anyone that hates Aaron Rodgers is good with me.
I was on the sideline.
But I tell you what, though, if the guy could play against the Dolphins every week.
By the way,
I don't think he can play at a high level anymore. That's just
my opinion. Bo and I were down on the field watching him throw the football.
Hey, let me ask you real quick. A lot of people are asking about DK Metcalf. If you were to bring him in, you were find a way to bring him in, would that be okay to replace Tyreek Hill? Would you move on from Tyreek at that point?
Well, so Tyreek's what, 31.
Just had his 31st birthday.
And you
got
a 27 DK Metcalf?
Because you'd still have your speed guy in Waddle, right?
You have your speed guy.
You'd have your big horse.
I don't know if you have you have your big receiver. I mean, that guy's one of the biggest, most physical receivers
in
the
game. Everybody you got right now is 5'10".
But you don't have – they are short group.
Yeah.
What's wrong with 5'10"? Jeez, Bo. Well,
they are what? Tell me one that's not 5'10".
No, they are. I'm just saying, what's wrong with you? You said it like it's an insult.
It's you need like going into the draft. I wanted the kid from Florida State,
the guy that's playing
Keon
for
Coleman.
Keon Coleman, the guy's 6'4". He jumps. He runs.
Terrible,
he breaks tackles. You know,
you would have missed on that. You would have greered that pick.
No, I'll tell you what. He's going to be a good player. He's a knucklehead, but he's going to be a good player.
I think he's going to be good too. Especially the guy throwing.
But I'm talking about the size. 6'4". You know, you need to be in the red zone. You need a big guy. They had a tough time. In the corners in the red zone.
I agree.
Get a big guy out there.
They have tried.
So if you could swap like for like here, right?
I would.
I would take DK Metcalf over Tyreek.
I would do it. I would swap.
By the way,
Tyreek for DK.
Is this purely play, or does this have to do with the fact that one guy is a whole heck of a lot more difficult than the other?
It has a lot to do with the whole package on both sides, right?
I will tell you, though, if they have a foot race, I'm not betting against our guy.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
But for all the things we're talking about, fade routes, and getting back, I mean, having that guy out there, he is.
Man, I tell you,
he is something.
Had I not been on the sideline standing there watching him in Seattle last year, I may not have said that. But, boy, when I watched him, that guy was unstoppable. Unstoppable.
He ran that little corner, that square end takeoff, and went down the middle of the field, and we were chasing him, and it was over.
Can I hit you with another scenario? They said keep Tyreek, trade Waddle, bring in DK.
No.
Have Tyreek on one side, DK Metcalf on the other.
So that's a good one. I've been on this a little bit. Matter of fact, I probably hammer things too much and don't let things go. We got to get him going. His numbers are way down. So can he be a number one receiver, Bo?
No, I don't think so. I don't think he can be a number one receiver, but he can be a close number two.
I like Jalen Waddle. And I think he's got to have his personality for this thing to work with the number one guy, Tyreek.
Yeah, I think they've
complement each other.
They do.
But we got to get more.
And, you know,
$28 million, you got to get more.
Well, you know what you got to get? You got to get a Clayton Duper season out of him, right? If you have both those guys. Right, but both those guys are putting up big. Much like two years ago, because they were both highlight films every week. Both of those guys,
and you know they're really close, but at the same time, they never.
Yeah, but Joe,
I watch that relationship up close because the one football is always an issue.
Yeah,
but for those guys. It was good because they both wanted it, and they made it clear in the huddle so the other guy could hear, like, hey, you got two receivers.
Yeah.
And little comments were very funny that would come out in the huddle.
Yeah.
And I always wondered, like, but they complement each other so well.
I saw a lot of frustration out of Waddle last year on the sideline.
Okay.
Just frustrated about, you know, lack of production. Not getting the ball, you know, thinking that, and then that offense became, and I forget what the number was, you may know that number, how many passes did they complete behind the line of scrimmage?
A ton. Too many.
A ton, too many. So now you're giving Waddle a little hitch screen, right? You're going to take a couple steps back, get the ball to him quick, and now you got to run through five or six guys.
Right.
Right,
somebody hitting you from the inside.
Not that game. What happened to the corner routes, the slants, the deep slants, the flag routes, the deep O cuts.
Yeah,
all of those.
He
kind
runs
of
a
things.
Great corner route. His post corner route is really good.
Yeah.
He's good.
I don't know where that came from. Did it come from? The lack of the quarterback situation.
I just say Wes Welker.
To come from the quarterback situation. Wes Welker's the least of the problems. Or is that a Mike problem? You know, did Mike back off from his core offense and settle for those short passes?
It can't be all too deep.
I'm not saying I know Mike like the back of my hand, but if I'm right about Mike, I think he's doing a lot of soul searching this offseason about what went wrong with that offense. I'm supposed to be that guy that figures it out, and I need to do something different this year than I did last year.
Yeah.
That's just me thinking about, you know, I've been around him enough.
Well, he brought in Slowick, I think, to help him in the pass game and give him some fresh thoughts on how do I get my offense back that I had two years ago with the explosive plays?
So for Mike this year, if Mike wants to point that finger at Wes Welker, he got three fingers pointing back at him.
Yeah,
that old story.
I agree.
Because he's the guy that's here to get it done and get that offense booming like it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, we got to go to break. We got more stuff here. I love getting you a little fired up here on this team. I don't know why we can't let it go yet, because I'm guilty too. I'm hoping once we start signing guys that it's a little therapy for me here. Hey, right now I want to tell you about Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, the partners of Cohen and Judah Injury Law Firm. also huge Dolphin fans. Personal Injury Attorneys in Plantation, the same partners who handle your case from start to finish, more than 30 years of experience each. I want to say this to everybody, and if you've been injured and you ended up going, there's a lot of injury law firms out there, and you went with somebody you saw on TV and you liked their commercial and you thought you liked their personality, you go and you shake their hand, and then they point over to another room and there's another attorney. And you're going, ooh, I thought maybe you were going to handle it. No, we got a lot of attorneys to do it. Listen, it doesn't have to be that way. And it's not when you talk about Harvey and Gary, they're going to handle your case. The minute you walk in the door, even if you're not happy where you are, if you decide you're going to make the change because you don't like the communication, they're big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results and small enough just to call you back. They take pride calling you back and giving you the number so you can get a hold of them even on a weekend when something's going on. Go to CohenandJudah.com, read the reviews, partners who you can always reach. I always love to tell everybody that's important to them, should be important to you, whatever you're going through. Go to CohenandJudah.com, read what everybody is saying about them, and man, it's a lot of good reviews there. 866-FAIR-FEE, that's 866-FAIR-FEE. Remember this, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is weather time, brought to you by the Demesman Andover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. 67 degrees and clear. Looks like a nice day out there, gentlemen.
All right.
Back to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Woody. And yep. Good stuff. Kim Bocamper with us here this morning. We're just sitting here and getting caught up on everything and talking about the Dolphins. It is funny. Yesterday, once again, we had Seth Levitt with us.
Yeah.
And we're having our podcast. We had David Shula on. You'll be able to see what Coach Shula's son and former coach and growing up as a son of the winningest coach in the history of the NFL and some of the stories of
and how about it? How about his son?
And then his son,
coordinator of the Rams,
Chris Shula, did one of the best jobs in football. Bo, from when we played them, they were pretty good. That defense pretty good.
Yeah.
When they played the Eagles, they were getting all those sacks and stuff, and they're all young guys.
Yeah.
Starting safeties, rookies.
Yeah.
Their first and second round pick from Florida State, great players.
You know what is funny? He talked about those two players, the guys from Florida
Fisk
State.
Fisk
and who was the other guy? Both of them great. And you know, he brought up, he said, you know, they took both of those guys with the understanding that they knew how to play with each other already.
I never heard that.
That was part of their scouting thing with those guys, that those guys had played together, they had developed a relationship together, and they kind of knew
same how side to, of the ball,
knew
same
how
school,
to play off.
Crazy.
Look at the thought process going into that when you think about what all these guys go through when they scout these players going into the draft.
Yeah.
Right?
And that pops up. That guy, by the way, is a really good general manager.
Yeah.
They were in cap hell. They went all in on that championship.
Yeah.
Paid a lot of guys a lot of money. And they go, we're going to have to eat it. and they got that draft to work to allow them to catch back up. And hell, they're going to be right back in this thing. And didn't take them that long after losing Aaron Donald to retirement and everything else. So besides all that stuff, we got the trade deadline tomorrow for the NHL, and a lot of people believe Bill Zito's going to make another move.
Another one, huh?
That he's not quite done. There could be a forward on the way, and so we'll know by 3 o'clock tomorrow there. And then this free agent stuff in the NFL is just going to be absolutely crazy. I give the league credit, man. They go from the combine, and they go now the good stuff. That was just – and you're throwing in guys who are getting cut – guys, Joey Boza got cut. Somebody's going to pick him up.
So what do you think about him coming here? He lives here.
Yeah, for the right money and a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we would be interested if it's going to be on the cheap.
You certainly got to take a peek at it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know John Boza would be excited.
Yeah.
Mom and Dad would be very excited.
So I'm guessing
Nick would love to have him out there playing with him.
Yeah, no doubt. So 49ers. You go through the free agency, and then all of a sudden, you turn around, here, the draft's coming up, right? The league
is almost going to go into that. You're right.
This league knows how to capture the attention year-round, right? Always relevant.
Yes. It's amazing. Then the whole quarterback story with Sam Darnold and Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, and you go through this list. And then, by the way, who's our backup going to be? What veteran guy? We're going to get a veteran.
Yeah.
Is it Daniel Jones? Is it
Mariota?
It could be one of the guys. By the way, it could be.
Yeah.
Did he go to his high school in Hawaii? I think he did.
Yeah, I think they did, yeah.
All from that same high school over there. So. Everything going forward will be a lot of fun to try to figure out what's going to happen with the Dolphins going forward and free agency in general with things. And then some teams just making trades. I expect there are going to be more moves of people either trying to free up money, doing what we saw Bradley Chubb do. He took basically a cut and pay with a chance to make the money back.
Yeah.
Giving
him
incentive.
What do you think that says about Bradley? You think he's excited to just be back, likes his defense, likes Anthony Weaver?
I think he's motivated.
Opportunities there.
As long as he's going. Knowing Bradley Chubb, he realized he just got paid a lot of money and didn't play at all. He goes, I'm willing to come back and show you I can be the guy I was before I got injured.
Yep.
As long as I know I got a chance to make that money and it's realistic, like double-digit sacks.
Yeah.
Like, you put 13 or 14 sacks, it's doable if I stay healthy. That's how he's thinking.
And I think you hope he's thinking about this rotation. Hey, we got Chop coming in that really came into his own in the last half dozen games or more in the season. You see the potential there, and Jalen Phillips coming back and that having that group in a rotation.
Yeah, I think it's great experience. But who's the best against the run? If two guys got started on the outside of the run, it's both the veterans, right?
Yeah, it's both the veterans. Chop to me needs to he's got some room to improve in the run game, and I would expect him this training camp to focus on that run game, because he's kind of got that pass. As soon as they moved him out,
a different
guy.
As
soon as they kicked him out, he was a different guy, and so he's got that, and he's got a lot of good. So and then I would probably say Bradley Chubb. And then Jalen,
Well, it's going to be fun. That was just a little bit of a teaser for Dolphin fans on a lot more stuff, and it's a real, real busy time, obviously, going on in sports. Hey, we got more stuff. Mike Westhoff, former NFL special teams coach, and he's going to bring it. And a long time, one of the best special teams coaches in the history of the NFL, just retired.
Come on, the best, you know that.
Right there at the top, and he's going to bring his A game. That is coming up next.